Ladies and gentlemen, welcome.
Please note that while I am a mental health professional and educator, this podcast and the information shared within it are intended solely for information, education, and entertainment purposes. The content discussed does not constitute therapy, counseling, or any form of professional mental health services. It should not be used as a substitute for therapy or personalized mental health treatment. If you are in need of support, please consult with a licensed therapist or appropriate healthcare professional. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the show. Today, we're diving into a topic that I think is both personal and universal: how our blind spots impact our lives and how confrontation can actually be a powerful tool, and also how accepting new ideas can lead us to growth. This one's going to be practical and maybe a bit challenging, but I hope it'll open up new ways of thinking. Let's talk about blind spots. We all have them, and they're usually comfortable places for us to live in. But the reality is, these are often areas that we don't even realize are affecting us, and sometimes they're impacting others in ways that we might never actually intend. Blind spots are a common part of the human experience, something we all have and may not even realize. They're the unnoticed areas in our perspectives, behaviors, and assumptions that stem from our personal backgrounds, beliefs, and daily routines. These blind spots don't mean we're intentionally ignoring things. They simply reflect the ways our minds organize and filter information based on what's most relevant or familiar. We're shaped by our backgrounds, by our cultural influence. The cultures we grow up in shape our worldview, often in subtle but lasting ways. For example, if someone is raised in a community that values individualism, they might have a blind spot towards the importance of community or collective responsibility. Similarly, someone raised with a strong emphasis on hierarchy might not see the value in more collaborative approaches to decision-making. Our cultural backgrounds create a lens through which we view the world, and unless we're exposed to other cultures or ways of thinking, we might not recognize that our view is actually quite limited. Family dynamics can also impact us and shape us and give us blind spots. Our family experiences also play a significant role. For instance, if a family always avoids conflict, a person might grow up with a blind spot around the importance of healthy confrontation. Alternatively, if someone was raised in a family that emphasized financial security above all else, they might not fully understand or empathize with people who prioritize creative or experiential pursuits. We're also influenced by our personal beliefs and values. Our core beliefs shape our understanding of what's right or quote-unquote normal. For example, someone with a strong belief in self-reliance might develop a blind spot towards the need for social support systems. Likewise, if someone strongly believes in logical reasoning, they might overlook or dismiss the role of emotions in decision-making. Religious or philosophical frameworks can deeply influence our perception and create blind spots as well. For instance, a person who views the world through a religious lens might have difficulty understanding secular perspectives, and vice versa. These frameworks provide valuable meaning and purpose, but can also create limitations in our ability to see and appreciate others' viewpoints fully. There's also daily habits and routines, or occupational and professional bias. The routines we establish in our daily lives often reinforce our blind spots. If someone's day-to-day routine keeps them in certain environments, work, home, familiar social settings, they're less likely to encounter new perspectives. This can lead to a kind of echo chamber where our current beliefs and assumptions are constantly reinforced. The nature of our work can also shape our blind spots. For instance, someone in a fast-paced corporate job might not recognize the importance of slower, reflective approaches, while a person working in the arts might have a lot of difficulty appreciating structured, data-driven environments. These occupational habits become part of our mental framework, creating assumptions about what works or what has value. Understanding that we all have blind spots can actually be quite empowering. It reminds us that our perspective is just one piece of the puzzle and encourages us to stay open and curious. Blind spots are often revealed through exposure to different backgrounds, beliefs, and routines, whether through travel, relationships, education, or even self-reflection. By acknowledging that blind spots are universal and shaped by our unique experiences, we can approach life with humility. This understanding invites us to listen actively, seek feedback, and continuously broaden our understanding. Rather than viewing blind spots as flaws, we can see them as opportunities for growth, offering us new insights that enrich our interactions and expand our world. Let's touch on some common examples of blind spots. A common one is how people might not notice their assumptions about others based on appearances or accents. Or maybe there's the blind spot around money, assuming everyone has familiar financial opportunities, which can lead to judgments about someone's spending choices. Another example could be environmental responsibility. Many of us have a blind spot when it comes to our personal impact on the environment. We might believe our actions are too small to matter, or that solutions to pollution are someone else's responsibility. This often comes from not being directly impacted by environmental harm. The thing about blind spots is that while they may feel harmless or neutral to us, they can create real barriers or harm to others. For example, if we overlook the importance of inclusivity, we may unknowingly exclude or isolate people in our workspaces or communities. It may not be our intention, but it is reality. Or consider climate issues again. By not seeing our role in protecting the environment, we contribute to a larger problem that others, especially those in more vulnerable areas, end up paying for. Our comfort in avoiding change ends up pushing the cost onto others. Living in a bubble of ignorant bliss is actually a privilege. In some ways, living in a comfortable bubble, unbothered by certain issues, is a privilege. It means that we have the choice to avoid uncomfortable truths because they don't directly affect us. But for many, stepping outside that bubble is a daily reality. Remaining in this bubble of comfort or detachment can inadvertently perpetuate systems of inequality, environmental harm, and social exclusion, often without us even realizing it. We risk supporting the very systems that create and sustain these injustices, whether it's through daily choices, lack of awareness, or passive acceptance of the status quo. This unintentional complicity reinforces cycles that marginalize certain groups, degrade the environment, and allow social divides to deepen. Breaking out of this bubble requires us to actively recognize these connections and commit to being more aware of how our lives intersect with larger societal challenges. When my son and his friends started talking about energy consumption, I realized that this was one of my blind spots. The choices I make, even small ones, contribute to larger impacts on the environment and others who may feel the effects far more directly. This conversation that he had with his friends really challenged me to step outside of my comfort zone and confront the bubble I'd been living in. It highlighted that while it's a privilege to be able to go about life without these concerns constantly on my mind, staying within my bubble, intentionally or not, can contribute to perpetuating larger social issues. It highlighted that while it is a privilege to be able to go about life without these concerns constantly on my mind, can contribute to perpetuating larger social issues. Acknowledging this privilege is the first step toward becoming more aware, and it reminds me of the importance of actively engaging with perspectives and issues that may not directly affect me, but are vital to fostering a more inclusive and understanding world. Challenging me on this is something my son does often. And though I might not always like it, at the end of the day, I appreciate it. So how does confrontation fit into this? When someone confronts us about a blind spot, it's an opportunity to expand our awareness. It's a moment where someone gently, or not so gently, pops that bubble of comfort we live in. Confrontation doesn't have to be about conflict or placing blame. Instead, it can often serve as a mirror reflecting parts of our lives or beliefs we may not have fully examined. In this context, confronting the bubble is not about feeling attacked or defensive. It's about gently challenging our own assumptions and understanding that there are perspectives we haven't fully considered, like when my son confronted me on my environmental challenges or how what I was doing was impacting the environment. He popped my bubble and highlighted a blind spot that I had. By seeing confrontation as a means of personal growth, we open ourselves up to insights that help us grow more empathetic and informed, rather than reinforcing a defensive or closed-off mindset. Hearing my son and his friends, I was confronted not just with new ideas, but with the realization that my own comfort had insulated me from understanding the true impact of my choices. That kind of confrontation can be uncomfortable, but it's so necessary for our growth. So, what do we need to do? Well, we need to accept new ideas outside of our comfort zone. Embracing new ideas often means changing behaviors we find convenient or easy, but that may be harmful to others. For instance, adopting eco-friendly practices might seem unnecessary to those of us not directly facing climate impact, but it's a choice that respects the reality of others. Accepting new perspectives involves an honest look at how our actions or our inactions might impact others. Accepting new perspectives involves an honest look at how our actions or even our inactions might impact others, particularly those who don't have the privilege to overlook certain issues. It means acknowledging that by remaining in a comfortable, detached position, we might unintentionally uphold systems or mindsets that make life harder for those facing these challenges daily. This recognition requires humility and a willingness to accept that even passive choices can contribute to wider societal inequalities. By embracing new perspectives, we start to see how our role fits within a larger, interconnected society and are better positioned to make thoughtful choices that support equity and understanding. When we open ourselves up to new ideas, we're not just growing individually, but we're actually contributing to a broader culture of awareness and compassion. We're acknowledging that our decisions have impacts upon people beyond our own lives. When we live comfortably within our own bubble, we often view the world through a narrow lens shaped by our individual experiences, perspectives, and privileges. This bubble often feels safe and affirming, but it limits our ability to see and understand the lives of others. And at the end of the day, confronting our blind spots actually fosters authentic connection with others. When we break out of our personal bubble, we gain a richer understanding of others' experiences. We start to see the world through their eyes, appreciating the challenges, joys, and struggles that they may face that differ from our own. This empathy allows us to connect on a deeper level, forming relationships that aren't built on assumptions, but on genuine understanding and respect for each other's lived realities. Our bubbles often contain unchallenged stereotypes or biases, and when we step outside of them, we confront these ideas and broaden our perspective. This process enables us to engage with people as individuals, not as categories, and it helps reduce misjudgments and fosters real trust and connections. It also shifts our mindfulness towards others' broader needs. It's a shift from me to we. Living within our bubble can sometimes lead to decisions that prioritize our own comfort or convenience. But when we move beyond it, we begin considering the larger we, the impact of our actions on communities, society, and the environment. This shift makes us even more conscious of how we can contribute to a collective well-being rather than just our own. And being mindful of broader needs leads to inclusive decision-making. We become intentional about making choices that support the collective good. Back to the story that made me think about all of this, my son's conversation with his friends. His conversation with his friends reminded me that embracing new ideas, choosing to learn and act on them, is part of growing as a person and making choices that are considerate of others' realities. It might feel like a small change, but every choice matters. So closing out, I want to challenge you. Where are you living in that bubble of comfort, and how might that be affecting others in ways you hadn't thought of? Reflect on where you could pop that bubble just a little and see what new awareness or opportunity comes your way. If there's one takeaway today, it's this. Don't fear the discovery of blind spots or the discomfort of confrontation. These are pathways to grow, to understanding, and to becoming the best version of ourselves. Thanks for joining me today. I hope this has given you some food for thought and maybe even inspired a new perspective. Until next time, stay curious, stay open, and keep growing.
The weather today will be glorious. Put on your sunglasses, sunscreen, and sun smiles. You're gonna love it.